local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Oh, we welcome you into a Monday edition of the program. Happy Eclipse Day. It is April 8, 2024. Yes, the fun and excitement has come and gone, but we will definitely talk about it here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line, if you'd like to chime in, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, hope that stays clear today, is 850-262-6111. As we start off another week, yes, it is the talk of the town, as Austin likes to say, all over this country. The eclipse now has come and gone. Austin, happy Eclipse Day to you. Were you able to get out and enjoy the 60-70% coverage that we had, if you could see it at all between the cloud cover?
Yes, I did not have eclipse glasses, so we kind of violated what what the scientists say, but my dad had a brilliant idea. Put on sunglasses and look through your windshield, and that's just as good, apparently. No, but also what was really a saving grace for us was a cloud came over and removed like 95% of the glare. And if you didn't see it, it basically just looked like a crescent moon is what it looked like in our part of, neck of the woods.
That's exactly what it looked like. Yes, I went out twice about, so the specific time stamp of the, Pensacola, you have 85% or whatever it was coverage. That's at 1:55 this afternoon. I went outside the station about 10 minutes before that, and that was actually the part that I could see the most of, because when I went back out at 1:55, it was completely covered, no clouds. But yes, like you, I threw on the Ray-Bans and just looked at it through the clouds. So I believe that I am spared from any long-term damage to my eyes. We'll find out as the evening progresses.
Yeah.
If I start stumbling over my words, it may or may not be related to my eyes, because I do that anyway.
And let the record show that Joe is not looking at me. He's looking just past me, but he's trying.
Yes, yes. I was hoping to keep that off the record, but I guess not. But yes, millions of people, of course. I really enjoyed watching the ABC special, David Muir doing an hour-long special there where they tracked it from west coast of Mexico all the way up to Vermont, which is where David is at today. So that was really cool to get the camera view of the totality there across the country. So next chance for one for the contiguous U.S. will be 2044, although NASA says only three states in its path, the Dakotas as well as Montana. So,
okay. So we're not going to see that one.
I'm not planning on it. Who knows where 20 years from now I will be at. But no, I'm probably, hopefully, still in Pensacola. But yeah, we'll see if, my wife says she's wanted to go to Montana, to the plains, the
really?
Dakotas. So maybe I talk her into, I won't have to talk her into, she will have to talk me in to going to the Dakotas and Montana in 2044 to see an eclipse. So
we'll have to
see how that works out. Moving on with some other of our top headlines. It was more difficult than it normally is on a Monday to come up with all the headlines that we talk about, because so much was geared towards the eclipse, and a lot of the audio and a lot of the stories was scientists urge you to exercise caution during today's eclipse. Well, obviously that's no good now, but anyway, still a lot of stuff that we'll get to here. Crews removing cargo containers from the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Coast Guard says crews are making progress towards removing pieces of the bridge from the ship so they can take the weight off of it and start to move it. And over the weekend, workers removed the first piece of the bridge as the salvage work is continuing. The Biden administration is proposing a new plan to slash student loan debt for more than 30 million borrowers today.
And altogether, my administration has taken the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
The plan would affect those with runaway interest, borrowers who have been paying on loans for 20 years, and those who qualify for income-driven repayment plans. A little late to traffic, we'll see if there's anything going on the roads. Austin?
Well, let's see. We've got a few spots here, but first, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Okay, so we do have a lot of backups on Highway 297A. That's where Pinecone Drive meets the highway there. No confirmation of an accident or anything like that, but it's still a lot of backups in that area, so be on the lookout for that. Nearby, of course, we got Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, that's going to cause you some issues, as it so often does at this hour. And then if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, once again, we typically have issues there at this time, but there are a couple of accident reports in that area that could be playing a role in that. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long at this moment.
Cloudy and mild conditions continuing into Tuesday with low temperatures in the 60s, high temperatures in the middle 70s. Our next weathermaker moves in on Wednesday. It'll be a thunderstorm chance through the second half of the day, afternoon and evening hours. Those thunderstorms during the second half of the day on Wednesday could be strong to severe. So if you have anything going on outside through the afternoon, evening hours Wednesday, make sure you have alternatives. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joseph. A look at some of our local stories today. Pensacola City leaders today, 3 weeks after the ransomware attack, confirming now that online bill payments have been restored for Pensacola Energy and Sanitation. Of course, this was the final hurdle in the restorative process. Shortly after the ransomware attack, the city said that most of the services were restored fairly quickly, with the exception of online bill payments. The city says that customers are not being charged late fees due to the online bill pay option not being in service, and additionally, late fees will not be issued until May 1st. In Santa Rosa County, over $1 million is going towards improvements and upgrades in northern Santa Rosa County. The commission committee meeting was this morning, and they highlighted $600,000 that'll be spent towards building a cell tower at the Whiting Aviation Park to improve 5G capability. Commissioner Kerry Smith with a story from last summer's groundbreaking ceremony at the park.
We had a member of our staff that got a little hot because it was blazing, flipping hot out there, and fainted, and we had to call emergency services, and we had to drive 2 miles down the road to find a spot where we could get cell coverage. So that's something that's been a problem.
Another $500,000 will go towards the county-owned Jay Hospital. That will be used to replace the awning where ambulances deliver patients. They'll also convert 8 rooms to negative pressure rooms that will help patients with respiratory illnesses. And also, a Pensacola woman now charged with attempted homicide after a man was injured in a cutting incident on Moreno Court. That was over the weekend Saturday. 27-year-old DeAndre Pritchett was arrested. Police say the victim had sustained cutting wounds and was taken to a local hospital. Pritchett now charged with attempted homicide and remains in jail without bond. We'll take a break. Come back with our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really good conversation with Lucky Tim Kinsella, the former base commander, about Blue Angels practices, the museum, access, traffic, all of that kind of stuff. Also talked about eclipse safety with a local ophthalmologist and the changes the county commissioners have made to the parking requirements for new construction, as well as the changes they're eyeing for the Perdido Key roundabout, basically either realigning, redesigning it, or putting in a traffic light. You can listen to all of those segments at newsradio923.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 425 here. Get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here once again. Highway 297A giving us some trouble. That's going to be just a little ways north of 9 Mile Road there. It's especially when Pinecone Drive traveling northbound towards 297. You're going to see a lot of congestion in that area. Don't know what's causing it. No confirmation of an accident or anything, luckily, but we will keep an eye on it. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. That's looking backed up, but nothing too severe. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 is going to cause you some trouble. Had a couple of accident reports in that area. Could be worsening it some. Luckily, outside of that, there's not much stuff going on that's going to hold you up for too long.
Cloudy conditions continuing for Tuesday as a southerly breeze kicks up. We'll have middle 60s for lows, middle 70s for highs. Same deal on Wednesday with the low and high temperatures, but the difference on Wednesday, thunderstorm chances. They move in during the afternoon and evening hours on Wednesday, and some of those storms could be strong to severe, so please stay weather aware. During the second half of the day Wednesday, we dry out for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. As we turn our attention to what's happening around the state of Florida, a bill to protect first responders from fentanyl exposure is now law.
We actually had a case in Florida. Unfortunately, a family was renting an Airbnb unit, and you had a young baby that was crawling on the carpet, and there had been residue left over from, I guess, whoever was using it before. It was fentanyl residue, and it killed the baby. Mm-hmm.
He spoke at Sanford today, signing the bill that creates a second-degree felony for anyone who recklessly exposes a first responder to fentanyl or residues of the drug. DeSantis also, I'm telling you, man, my vision's thrown off. DeSantis also announcing the expansion of the Coordinated Opioid Recovery Network, a.k.a. CORE. Escambia County participates in that. It's going from 12 now to 29 counties.
And new information released about the University of Florida pre-med student accused of stabbing his mother to death Saturday.
When we said, do you love her? He said, oh, yeah, I love her. Do y'all get along? Yeah, 8 out of 10, we get along. But I've wanted to kill her for years, and I made up my mind as I drove from Gainesville, today is the day.
Polk Sheriff Grady Judd says 21-year-old Emmanuel Espinoza told detectives he wanted to kill elementary school teacher Elvia Espinoza because she irritated him. He was the valedictorian of his high school class.
Florida gas prices on a 9-day streak of declines, falling a total of 15 cents during that period. AAA, though, says the statewide average is $3.46, down a total of 12 cents in the past week. However, analysts caution pump prices could start moving higher after the U.S. price of oil surged to 2024 highs last week.
And a group of House Democrats is proposing a bill to change the name of the Miami Federal Correctional Institution to the Donald J. Trump Federal Correctional Institution. This comes after House Republicans introduced a bill to rename Washington, how do you say it again?
Dulles.
Yeah, I always overthink it. Washington Dulles International Airport after the former president. So is that like a...
That's a shot across the bow. Yes, that's a petty, which we love.
I was about to say, is that a dig?
But oh, yeah. Absolutely it is.
And you're all for it, aren't you?
I'm all for the pettiness. I do not want to see either Dulles or the Miami Federal Jail be named after Donald Trump. I just think there's better things that our lawmakers should be focused and honed in on.
I'm sure, yes.
Which, of course, is the Democrats' point. The Florida Lottery launching 4 new scratch-off games this week. The Gold Rush Legacy Loteria Grande. Win, and double it. It'll cost between $1 and $20 per ticket, and retailers are expected to have those new tickets in stock over the next couple of days. As we, of course, recap today's top three stories, how could number one not be the eclipse, the solar eclipse that will now leave the U.S. mainland and not return until 2044. Quite the show this afternoon. If you were in the path of totality and you did not have any clouds to deal with, neither of which was the case for us, but I've still seen on social media and Channel 3 getting some good shots in. Posted a video on our Facebook page of what it looked like from the station here. But, better luck next time, I suppose. Crews have now started removing cargo containers from the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And today, the Biden administration proposing a new plan to slash student loan debt for more than 30 million borrowers. So look at what's happening in the sports world coming up after the Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A total solar eclipse hitting 15 states today with over 31 million people in its path. This child attending a watch party on the USS Intrepid in New York City.
It's different. Like, when you see a picture, you think like, it's a picture, but it's cool. But then when you actually see it's 10 times better, 10 times cooler, 10 times more awesome.
The next total solar eclipse in the continental U.S. won't occur for 20 years. President Biden travels to a key battleground state announcing new plans to forgive student loan debt.
It helps women and minority-owned businesses right here in Wisconsin. That's what this is all about.
President in Madison County saying his new proposal cancels up to $20,000 in interest for over 30 million Americans. But Republicans argue the policy is unfair to those who've paid off their loans. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With Treasury yields ticking higher again, stocks held to a very narrow range today and ended the Monday session little changed. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials slipped 2 and 11 points respectively. The NASDAQ Composite edged up 5. Another tough day for shares of Trump Media and Technology. Stock of that company behind former President Trump's Truth Social app slid another 8.4% today on top of last Friday's 12% skid. That drops its market capitalization to just above $5 billion. Its market cap had peaked at about $8.5 billion shortly after it went public 2 weeks ago. CEO Jamie Dimon isn't going anywhere just yet, but J.P. Morgan Chase's board said in a proxy statement that an orderly transition will be a top priority for the nation's biggest bank over the intermediate term. The 68-year-old Dimon has been J.P. Morgan's CEO since late 2005. The board is spending significant time on a search for strong potential CEO candidates. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The John Calipari era in Lexington had to end. Coach Cal is still a good coach, but he wasn't winning another championship at Kentucky. Coach Cal going to Arkansas is truly a win-win for all involved, because not only do the Razorbacks land a coach that has an out-of-their-league feel, but Kentucky avoids having to pay John a massive buyout and can now start the process of finding the next coach to bring Big Blue Nation back to their championship-winning ways. I'm Zach Gelb.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free, with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit after 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We do have an accident report. This is on North Davis Highway, right near the intersection with Airport Boulevard. It appears that very little, if any, congestion is being caused by that report at the moment, but we will keep an eye on it. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, as it often does, giving us a lot of issues there. And Highway 297A, this is near where Pinecone Drive meets this road here. Never any confirmation of an accident, but we still have some congestion in that area. That's basically reaching from Pinecone Drive a bit closer to Highway 97. So be on the lookout for that. Hopefully it will die down soon. Outside of that, it's just Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, that typically gives us some problems at this time, but there was some accident reports in that area that could be making things slightly worse for you.
Cloudy and mild conditions continuing into Tuesday with low temperatures in the 60s, high temperatures in the middle 70s. Our next weather maker moves in on Wednesday. It'll be a thunderstorm chance through the second half of the day, afternoon and evening hours. Those thunderstorms during the second half of the day on Wednesday could be strong to severe. So if you have anything going on outside through the afternoon, evening hours Wednesday, make sure you have alternatives. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Looking at our national headlines today, a major sports governing body is banning transgender athletes from women's sports competitions. That's the NAIA. They approved the policy in a unanimous vote today. The association governs 249 small colleges across the country, not a part of the NCAA's three divisions, but still a major decision there.
Oh, for sure. And an arrest has been made in connection with the arson fire set at the Burlington office of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A male suspect was arrested Sunday and is being held without bail. The Vermont U.S. Attorney's Office says the 35-year-old set the fire outside the door of the senator's office Friday, causing some damage, but luckily no injuries.
A report says three people dead after a shooting at a law firm in the Vegas area that happened in Summerlin at the Prince Law Group. KTNV says the shooting took place during a deposition, and the shooter killed two people before killing himself.
And the attorney for the father of the Oxford, Michigan school shooter is asking a judge for leniency for her client ahead of sentencing on Tuesday. Attorney Mario Lehman says that James Crumbly should be sentenced to time served or up to 43 months in prison with credit for time served. Prosecutor Karen McDonald is asking the judge for a harsher sentence of 10 to 15 years, saying the father has blamed everyone but himself for the shooting.
And also, House Speaker Mike Johnson this week is set to tackle the foreign aid bill that funds Ukraine, but some of his fellow Republicans are pushing back a little bit.
There were some of us early on that said we could stomach maybe doing this if we secured our own southern border.
That's Congressman Ronnie Jackson. Democrats say they spent months negotiating a bipartisan bill in the Senate that combines to enhance border security with foreign aid, only to have Donald Trump order Republicans to kill that bill. 4:40 now. Austin, of course, we have the men's national championship game tonight. A big number put up in the women's game yesterday, too.
Absolutely. So we'll start with the women's game since that one is already in the books. The South Carolina women are the 10th team in D1 history to complete an undefeated season. The Gamecocks beat Iowa 87-75 to win their second national title in just 3 years. Camilla Cardoso had 15 points and 17 rebounds, while Iowa's Caitlin Clark finishes her story storied career with 30 points. ESPN says the game averaged 18.7 million viewers and peaked at 24. So quite a storybook ending there for both sides. As for the men's side, that is tonight. Number one overall seeded UConn, the defending champs, looking to go back-to-back as they play one seed Purdue at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Tip-off is just after 8 o'clock on TNT or TBS. And the last I saw, the spread was UConn minus 6.5.
Any thoughts on predictions there?
I mean, I got to take UConn to win the game. And honestly, you know what? I'll say they cover that. I'll say they beat Purdue by more.
In my limited expertise about college basketball this year, but what I have seen from UConn and what I know of Purdue, and having watched Purdue play, I don't think it's going to be that close at all. I think, and Purdue, a lot has been made about Zach Edey, who was their 7'3" center.
Yes.
One noticeable issue that I saw in watching the game against NC State, yeah, Purdue was a better basketball team, but that's not the case tonight. But when NC State got the ball in transition mm-hmm. and was able to get out and do it quickly, Zach Edey was nowhere to be found on the defensive end. I think that UConn is just going to run, and just be able to create numbers mismatches all night long. That's what I think.
Anyway. Well, and that's what they've done all year. I mean,
exactly.
They have a center
that can match Edey's size as well.
For sure.
So they have a personnel advantage. They have a matchup there, and I think that they will just be able to run, and Purdue won't be able to keep up because it's hard to play five guys when you've only got four back on defense.
Well, and not only that, but I've occasionally touched on it on air. I've got my bracket there.
Yeah.
And UConn winning tonight would be the only thing to keep that from rotting off of the wall.
There you go.
Let's see. Quick headline in men's basketball before we move on to NBA. Kentucky head coach John Calipari.
How about that?
Yeah. Reportedly finalizing a deal to become the next coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. He led the Kentucky Wildcats men's basketball team to a title back in 2012. They've kind of since become a regular season team. They saw early tournament exits to Cinderella teams such as St. Peter's a few years ago, most recently Oakland. And the news comes soon after Kentucky AD Mitch Barnhart insisted that Calipari would not be fired. Okay, I mean, Arkansas standards a lot lower, so maybe it's a redemption gig.
Arkansas is one of the states that was in the path of totality today.
Yeah.
There was a particular site in Arkansas that had a lot of wedding ceremonies taking place during the eclipse, and John Calipari coming to coach your basketball team. On the list of most exciting days in the state of Arkansas history.
Not much goes on there.
I would imagine this probably sits at near the top.
No, I would agree 100%. Let's see, just real quickly here in the NBA.
I would say Clinton getting elected president because he's from Arkansas. That's
governor,
number one.
Right? Yeah.
And I don't know, not brushed up on my Arkansas history. I'm going to say this is number two.
Well, maybe when Razorbacks football won something like back in the 60s,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, good point there.
Let's see, NBA doubleheader on TNT. Celtics at Bucks at 6:30. That's a big one for obvious reasons. Celtics best team in the league. Bucks second place in the Eastern Conference. It's going to be followed by Warriors and Lakers at 9. 13 individuals going into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame as its 2024 class. The most notable of the inductees is Jerry West. The legendary Los Angeles Lakers player and executive is headed to the Hall of Fame for the third time, this time as a contributor. Mm-hmm. Also elected were Vince Carter, Chauncey Billups, former Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan, and Doug Collins. And lastly, real quick here, MLB. The Braves host the Mets today. Rays go to the Angels. And the Marlins, yay, they beat the Cardinals 10-3 yesterday. They get their first win of the season, meaning that every team in the MLB now has at least one win to their name. They take on the 8-2 Yankees on the road tonight.
Right,
so good luck there. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Highway 297. This is just west of Pine Cone Drive. Still dealing with a little bit of congestion there. No confirmation of an accident, though. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And southbound, if you're trying to get onto I-10, has typical evening traffic causing some minor hiccups there. But it's not as bad as it usually is, so that's good. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach towards Tiger Point, also going to give you some minor trouble. And the last main one is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, we had some accident reports there that could be worsening some backups in that area.
All right, and looking at our forecast.
Cloudy and mild conditions continuing into Tuesday with low temperatures in the 60s, high temperatures in the middle 70s. Our next weather maker moves in on Wednesday. It'll be a thunderstorm chance through the second half of the day, afternoon and evening hours. Those thunderstorms during the second half of the day on Wednesday could be strong to severe. So if you have anything going on outside through the afternoon, evening hours Wednesday, make sure you have alternatives. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Some health, business, and science notes today. Former President Trump wading into the abortion debate.
The states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state.
And that in a video posted on Truth Social, and he's teased support for a nationwide ban in the past, so a bit of a change today. He did not say what he would do if reelected and back in the White House if Congress were to send him a bill calling for a nationwide ban.
And an effort to protect reproductive rights in Arizona's constitution has reached a significant milestone. Arizona for Abortion Access has announced that it's collected over 500,000 signatures to put an amendment before voters this November. It's well above the minimum threshold for ballot measures, which is around 384,000.
Former Marvel star Jonathan Majors avoided jail time after he was convicted of attacking his former girlfriend. A judge sentenced Majors today to probation. He also has to complete a 52-week in-person domestic violence program, continue mental health counseling, and stay away from the victim. He had faced a maximum of 364 days in jail.
And Missy Elliott is set to embark on her first headlining tour ever. She announced the Out of This World, the Missy Elliott Experience Tour on Monday. She will be joined by Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timbaland. The tour starts on July 4th in Vancouver and wraps up on August 22nd in Rosemont, Illinois. Tickets go on sale Friday.
A country star, Morgan Wallen, had himself a night last night, now facing charges after he reportedly threw a chair from a rooftop bar in Nashville. Metro police say two officers were standing in front of the establishment a little before 11 p.m. when they saw the chair hit the sidewalk a few feet away from them. Witnesses told officers that they saw Wallen toss the chair and laugh about it. So,
I mean, you know, he's so talented. He's one of the biggest names in country music currently. It's a shame that he's such a fool, you know? Yeah, I mean, because he is no stranger to headlines if you know anything about Morgan Wallen.
Try that in a small town.
Oh, clever. It wasn't by Morgan Wallen, but right genre.
I'm aware.
I know. Billie Eilish is announcing the title and release date for her third studio album. On Monday, Eilish announced Hit Me Hard and Soft. It's going to release on May 17th. The singer wrote on Instagram that she won't be releasing any singles and wants to give to fans all at once.
All right, we'll take a break there, Austin. Last night,
yes.
I had a moment where my life could have changed forever in a drastically different way.
Before you leave us hanging here, was it in a good way or bad way?
It could have gone a bad way, and if it did, my life would have changed forever.
Okay, that's...
We'll explain next.
That's nice.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines, enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.452 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Happy Eclipse Day, April 8, 2024. Hope you got a good sight at it, whether that was in person or on the television. It was very, very entertaining to see happen there. Look at the states that were in the path of totality. Austin, I have a question.
What's up?
Are you at all familiar with the character known as Sketch?
The streamer, yes.
The streamer.
I've watched a lot of him.
All right. So last night after church, my wife and I, we take our little one over to Wild Honey on 9 Mile Road. We're sitting there enjoying our sweets.
All right.
A group of UWF students come over and sit to my right in the table next to them. If you're not familiar with who Sketch is, he is a wildly increasing popular streamer. He primarily plays Madden. He wears a Houston Texan CJ Stroud jersey, and he's got some mannerisms and sayings that he is popular for. If you have middle school kids or high school kids, they are probably imitating him. You just aren't aware of what's happening. So me and my best friends, like you, we watch his videos and we share with them all the time. So a group of college kids come in and sits to our right, and then a few of them immediately go, "What's up, brother?" That's one of the sayings.
Yeah, and holds up the finger.
They hold up the finger. "What's up, brother?" I sit there, and it took everything within me not to respond back to them.
Okay.
I chose not to, just because I'm a 37-year-old man with a wife and a baby. I'm like, you know, I'm just like, all right, I got to be above the fray, so to speak.
Yeah.
But inside, I was like, man, I really wanted to respond to them. I immediately text my buddies. I says, hey, college, because this is the first time I've heard it. I've heard somebody doing this
in real life,
in public.
Yeah.
And so I text them. I says, oh, somebody just did Sketch, and I didn't respond to them. I should have. They're like, oh, yeah, you should have. So I spend the next 5 or 10 minutes just inside festering, hoping that somebody else
does it.
A few other UWF students come and sit to our left.
Ah, very nice.
And at this point, we're getting up to leave. As we leave, one of them says, "What's up, brother?" And I go, Tuesday.
Nice. That's another thing Sketch says, by the way.
Nothing happens.
What do you mean?
Nothing happens. Nobody acknowledges what I said.
Wow.
I kind of look at them, and they're just like confused. They're confused.
They didn't laugh or anything?
They didn't laugh or anything.
So that tells me they don't watch them.
Well, here's the thing. So they were like, what was going on? And so I look at him and says, oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Sketch. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys looks to me and says, oh, what's up, brother? You know? And so I did it. So I don't know what the story is with them, because then we walked out of the store. But in that moment, there was just a quick sinking feeling that whatever coolness that I thought I had just would have completely disintegrated in that moment if I walked out of Wild Honey with nobody acknowledging that I was meeting them on their playing field and you know, with Sketch, with the character Sketch. But thankfully, the gentleman at the table to my left acknowledged me and said, ah, yes, you are cool.
Okay.
And so I'm telling you, it was a fleeting moment there where I thought I was going to have to completely offload my PS5. I was going to have to go buy some white New Balance sneakers. I was going to have to get jean shorts. And I was going to, for the rest of time, have to tuck in my T-shirt into my shorts. That's what I thought in that moment, split second, before I was acknowledged that I was going to have to be for the rest of my life.
Okay, I was so concerned that something was like actually going to go wrong. Like, this is going to be a real crisis.
Austin, you will understand in like 12 years.
No, I understand that perfectly. It was an awkward encounter. I have those. Everybody has
them. But it's an awkward encounter with the...
It's a generational
thing. A generation that you still think that you can be a part of. And I was teetering on the edge.
Okay, whatever. I'm sorry you had to go through that. My condolences.
Well, no, I didn't have to go through that. I mean, except for a
congratulations.
Split second.
My bad.
But I was saved by the gentleman there who acknowledged my coolness and said, hey, we are like the same guy. That's okay. What happened.
So whoever that gentleman is, that college-age right. gentleman, thank you for your service.
So I told my wife, I said, man, you have no idea just how young and youthful and energetic I'm feeling right now. She goes, oh, really? I said, okay, not that youthful and energetic.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed as soon as we get home.
I'm not going to bring any commentary
to that
part.
Right. That was all that needed to be said.
Okay. Now we got another awkward encounter right here. No, let's see. Looking at the traffic and weather a couple minutes late, that's... it's Joe's fault, but I'll say it's my bad just for humility's sake. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got some problems there still. And if you're traveling southbound towards I-10, we've got some issues going that way as well. Nothing out of the ordinary there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, is going to give you some trouble. And so is Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much that'll hold you up for too long.
All right, looking at our forecast for this evening. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, 64 degrees for a low, mostly cloudy again Tuesday, 74. The big issue for the weather this week is going to be Tuesday night into Wednesday, where we're at an enhanced risk for some severe weather. Wednesday, it's going to be primarily during the day and overnight especially, before clearing out Thursday. But just making you weather aware, Wednesday, of course, as we get later on in the week, we'll certainly get more details, but just be mindful there later on this week. 458, a wacky story here. A man named Lavelle Jackson says that he recently stayed at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas and that the staff used his toothbrush to clean the bathroom. Mm. How did he know that? He says, as soon as it hit my mouth, I yanked it out. The brushes were just crazy soft. All outside brushes were pushed out and the inside brushes were all over the place. It was very obvious. He says he complained. The hotel was nasty to him about it, and ultimately they offered him a $50 credit and a new toothbrush.
Ah.
So, all right.
Okay, yeah, that's horrible. I'm so sorry. Some good news here. Beyond Joe being hip, a former teacher and counselor in Virginia named Lillian Orlich passed away last month at 95 and left her school district $1 million. She worked there for 67 years and didn't retire until she was 89. So very sweet story there.
Yeah, somebody in Virginia Beach recently tipped their Lyft driver with cash. They gave him $5 and he decided to buy a $5 lottery ticket and he won $150,000 with it.
So wow.
Very cool there. Hour number one in the books, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now on Pensacola right now.